It's our continuing coverage of Pella High girls basketball as the Lady Dutch open the 2022 portion of the schedule with a 78-37 victory over Oskaloosa. And we're pleased to be joined by Anna Vanderwall, who scored 19 points and was part of a hawking Pella defense that forced 31 Oskaloosa turnovers. Anna, congratulations on the victory. Great game for yourself tonight. What'd you think about it?
I think it was just a really good win for us. One of our goals was to bring up the intensity and lots of ball pressure, and for sure we got tons of steals and caused a lot of turnovers, so that was super encouraging for us.
Before we talk about this game, what have the last couple of weeks been like? You came in after 2021 at 6-2. You'd won 5 games in a row. What have you been working on over the break?
Over break, we've just been working on keeping our intensity up. Actually, in break, we've focused on continuing to keep really tight ball pressure, so to cause a lot of turnovers and to cause other teams to get a little frantic. And so I think obviously that's paid off in this game especially. So
yeah, let's check and check on all. What is the key to doing that? Because you can do it successfully like you did tonight, or you can do it where you're fouling or letting the offensive player get by you. What's the key to doing it right?
Just knowing that you have your help behind you. So if somebody does happen to get around you, just knowing that your help's going to be there, and then you find their girl. And we rotate pretty well on defense, so it's encouraging that you can give good ball pressure, because if they do get past you or you don't get a steal, then somebody's going to be there for you.
And it's obviously fun to score, but I have to imagine it's fun when it's rolling like that defensively and you're forcing turnovers, you're getting fast break opportunities, and you're scoring the points. That's got to be a blast.
Yes, it's so much fun. Yeah, like you said, scoring's a lot of fun, but I think it's even more fun when you get turnovers and you have lots of different people scoring off of those turnovers, and so, yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, you guys had, I believe, 9 players score tonight, 5 players with 8 or more points, and your team this year, actually, that's probably changed tonight. You've probably crept into double figures yourself, but coming into tonight, nobody averaging in double figures, but like 4 or 5 players at 8, 9, 10 points per game. Do you guys all buy into that and that balanced approach?
100%. I think it makes teams harder to scout us and guard us, because they know that there's multiple players. Like one night we could have a different person being our leading scorer every night. So it's just really fun, because you know that anybody can score on the court, and we work together as a team really well, and our chemistry is great. So it's awesome.
Tonight, 19 points. You scored 12 in the first quarter. You ended up hitting a couple of 3-pointers. What was, in other than the defense, but what was the key to your shooting tonight? Just kind of feeling it?
Yeah, I was feeling it. I've been working on my shot a lot over break, and then just seeing the holes in their defense to know when to drive and reading off of them and stuff, and just finishing through contact. So
that was the other thing I was going to ask about. You seem this year more aggressive than you were a year ago. Is that just being a senior? Is that something that Coach Forsythe has brought out in you? Where's that come from?
I don't know. I decided this year that I'm going to be more aggressive, and Coach Forsythe has definitely encouraged that a lot. He wants all of us to take the right shots. He's encouraged us to be a little bit selfish for ourselves, and like we're unselfish as a team, but we need to know when we need to like finish or when we need to kick and stuff. And it's been nice to finish out the hoop and give me confidence a little bit more. So
yeah, and also it seems like anybody at any time has the green light to pull the trigger if you're open, right?
Yes, 100%. They give us the green light, so it's really nice. Anybody can shoot, and yeah, it's awesome.
All right, so you guys are 7-2. You're 3-1 in the Little Hawkeye Conference. Kind of keep climbing up in the standings after that early loss to Indianola, but a very tough game coming up on Friday against Dallas Center Grimes, a team that's given you guys fits over the last couple of years. I know you'll study them more over the next couple of days, but what are your early thoughts on a pretty big challenge on Friday night?
I think defense is going to be huge. I think we're going to have to keep our intensity and energy up. We got to know our scout and know who are the shooters, who are the people who go to the hoop, and defense will be huge. And then we got to stay patient on offense, make sure we get the right shots. Hopefully we can still force them to have turnovers, get steals too, because transition is a pretty big part of our game. But yeah, I think it'll be good.
You guys are about a third of the way through the season now. We're into that kind of sprint part of January and February. Do you have any personal goals or team goals, or is it just trying to take it one game at a time and keep building on things?
I think right now we're just taking it one game at a time, knowing our opponent, focusing on the opponent, and then move on to the next game. Obviously, I think one of our goals is to have a winning record, which right now it's going pretty well, but our conference is pretty tough, so we have a few tough games coming up, but we're taking it one game at a time, so it's good.
Yeah, great game here on Tuesday night, 78-37 Pella. Anna Vanderwall, senior point guard for the Dutch, scores 19 points. Congratulations, Anna. Thanks for taking some
time. Thank you.